Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we had started a new chapter, Babu Tahrim in Niyahati Alal Mayyiti, Walatmi al Khaddi, Washaq al Jaybi, Wanatfi Shari, Wahalkihi, Waddua ibil Waili, Wathuburi. The chapter on the prohibition of wailing over the dead. One is a person passes away and because of the person being close to us, so a person now cries. Yeah, Shariat allows for it. This is something that's natural. At the time of sadness, to express sadness, that is part of our deen. In other words, a person is sad, he expresses sadness. He's not showing how strong he is, how powerful he is. He's expressing his weakness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sheds a few tears. So this is something that Shariat allows. A person cries also. But what's not allowed is when a person starts wailing and screaming and hiring professional wailers now to start wailing and now making all sorts of statements against the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and showing unhappiness with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this chapter is speaking about the prohibition of wailing, in other words screaming in a special way that people would wail over the dead, etc. And then slapping the face. This is the time of Jahiliyat, all these things would happen. People would start slapping their faces, tearing their clothes, plucking out the hair. Woman start plucking out the hair and shaving the hair. Husband has passed away, a woman would shave her hair and supplicating, making dua for destruction. In other words, that may I be destroyed and why this had happened to me, and all sorts of du'as against the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is not something that is encouraged. Sharia teaches us to accept and be happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, Sharia also teaches us that when we learn to make sabr and we learn to accept the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in this lies a lot of comfort, in this lies a lot of peace, in this lies a lot of ease in a person's life, when he's prepared to accept that this was the decision of Allah Ta'ala, whether it's a robbery that a person went through, whether it's some type of death in the family that a person has to experience, or whether it's just simple health issues that a person experiences, or some news that comes that a person may be diagnosed with cancer, for example, and how a person reacts. There'll be two types of reaction. One is the reaction of a person who's happy with the decision of Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, that this is your decision. It is difficult, no doubt, but what we know, it is the hand of the person that is the most gracious, and the hand of the beloved who has two things in him over and above everything else that he has. Two major qualities that for us, that gives us some type of sympathy. Allah Ta'ala is Aziz, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is Hakim. That Allah Ta'ala is doing something, Allah has full power to do whatever, and Hakim, Allah is the most wise. In other words, what I'm seeing as a disaster, as a calamity, I've got diagnosed for a certain type of sickness, chronic illness, or some life-threatening disease, but Allah is the one that has given me. He has the full power to change it if He wants to change it, and Allah Ta'ala has the full power to reward me fully for this if I make sabr, and Allah is Hakim. He knows the wisdom behind it. I will never know the wisdom, or I may come to know about it later, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of what it is, and in akhirat when I see the reward for it, then I may wish, or a person will wish, that he had more and more disasters, more and more hardship in this world, because of the reward that Allah ta'ala will give him in the year after. So he's happy with the decision of Allah ta'ala. So this is something that we keep in mind, and this is a very big difference between us and the non-Muslims. The non-Muslims, when something like this comes to them, then already mort has come to them. When they just get news of some type of disease or some type of hardness or some type of difficulty that they got to experience. Recently there was a doctor, a very prominent doctor, that he got diagnosed with cancer, lung cancer. And then he said, I'm not prepared to take on all the suffering with this cancer, and he shot himself to death. So yeah, you find when there's no acceptance, then what a person does, he wants to terminate his life, not realizing that things only get worse when a person doesn't have iman. So a person with iman is happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continuing with these ahadith, an Ibn Mas'udin radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laysa minna man daraba al-khududa wa shaqqa al-juyuba wa da'a bi da'wa al-jahiliyyati muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who slaps his cheeks. Now this is referring to the same event after the death of a person. So one who slaps his cheeks, tears his clothing, and makes ignorant statements is not of us. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. What is meant by this? One who makes ignorant statements. In the time of Jahiliyyah, they would call out these phrases, that one who has made my children orphans. And for example, if the husband passed away, that they'll start screaming out, that one who has made my children orphans, that one who has made his wife a widow, or a woman would say, how could you have taken him, addressing Allah Ta'ala, how could you have taken him away from us? Was he the only one that you could have chosen? So such statements are statements of jahalat. So these statements should not be made. In fact, a person should, sometimes very often a person says that, why me? Why me? As though a person hasn't done anything wrong in his life. Actually, when anything happens to us, we must think that I was deserving worse than this. Allah's kindness and Allah's grace, He's only given me so much. He's only taken a little bit from me. Allah Ta'ala is only punishing me a little bit. Allah is only taking me to task in a small way. A person must think like that. I'm deserving for far worse than this. So therefore a person is happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him, what another grants him. So this last part of the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that those people that make these statements is not from amongst us. Laysa minna. Or the first part of the hadith, laysa minna. That person is not from us. What it means, that person is not on our path. We don't do things like this. Number one explanation. The second explanation is that this laysa minna, this person's Islam is deficient. His Islam is not correct if he's doing this. In other words, there's weakness in his Islam by him making the statements. And if a person is doing it, thinking that this is completely permissible for me to do it, this is called istihlal. Person is doing something that's not correct and he's taking it to be permissible. Here, the person comes out completely from the fold of Islam. So what happens? Laysa minna means this person is not even from us in Islam. So this is a very dangerous thing when a person does these type of things. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll do an hadith wherein the Sahabi, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was very, very strict with his family, very careful with his family about making these type of statements. So therefore you find the pious people that when they see any statement being made by any family member or any friend or somebody that they got some influence over, immediately they would correct them in the statement. The statement shouldn't be said like this. The statement should be made like this. In other words, don't say it like that. Correct it the way you are saying it, because it can have, and even small statements that people make incorrectly, they would correct it and say, no, you rather say it like this. Give one simple example. Once one person in front of our ustad, he mentioned that I'm trying to kill two birds with one stone. This is a very common phrase. The person says, I'm trying to kill two birds. He said, don't use that expression. It's not a nice, why do you want to kill birds with one stone? He said, I'm trying to revive two birds, maybe with one stone. So in other words, change the way. A lot of times these expressions are used, they're coming from the Western culture, Western books, so we use it. For example, they live, two non-Muslims you'll find in a book, and sometimes you'll find they lived happily ever after. So sometimes when we are writing also, we'll write or we are mentioning an incident, we'll say they lived happily ever after. Now this happily ever after is only in Akhirat, it's not in the dunya. Nobody can live happily ever after in this dunya. This dunya Allah Ta'ala has made it as a place of mashakkat. Ye mashakkat ka jagah hai. This is a place of difficulty. Continuously a person will go through some difficulty. Either it's with his children, or either it's with his family, or either it's with his staff, or either it's with his health, or something with the wealth, or some time of mental pressure will be there. So this dunya is a place of trouble. Happily ever after, it's not in this dunya, is in Akhirat. So when they hear this also, they'll correct the person immediately. This statement is actually for Akhirat. We can't use it for this dunya. Dunya, there'll always be problems. Like Hazrat Mullah Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali would say, that ye dunya mashakkat ka jagah hai. It is a place of mashakkat. Or qabr, rahat ki jagah hai. Then the qabr is a place for a person having rest. You want to have rest, that will be the place that you'll have nice rest. Once one person went to Mawlana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat, you're working too much, you are finishing yourself up from morning till evening with your emails and with your talks and with your bayanat and teaching. It's like you got hardly any time to do anything for yourself. Why don't you rest a little bit? So his reply was, don't worry, one day in Qabr we'll get a nice rest. One day in Qabr we'll get a nice rest. Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali would say, dunya or aram, that you're talking about resting in the dunya, this is not a place to rest. The rest place Allah Ta'ala will give a person in the khabar. So therefore Mawlana Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would say that rahat ki jagah khabar hai. The place of resting is in the khabar, or maza urane ke jagah jannat mein hai. in the place of increasing and enjoying and getting mazah, enjoyment, Allah Ta'ala has left it in Jannat. Unfortunately, we want that mazah and that enjoyment and all that excitement and that thrill. We're trying to get it in this world, and person does so many different things to get a thrill. Sometimes he wants to jump from the mountain, and sometimes he wants to jump from the parachute, and sometimes person wants to dive underwater. All these different things people are trying to get thrills. But the real thrill Allah Ta'ala has left for us in Akhirat. So therefore a person should strive for that. And when he strives and he gets that, then that real enjoyment will be there. Without any discomfort, without any risk, without any hardship, is when a person gets to Jannat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.